Our program today, joined by Mike Hammond from the Boone County Chamber of Commerce and Jennifer Hansen, incoming executive director.
Good morning.
Yes. Chamber of Commerce.
Thanks
Good
for
morning.
Having us.
Mike, the departing.
This is so my farewell broadcast today. Yeah,
it is. Well, until we have you come in and talk about maybe your business.
I would love to.
Like yeah,
I'd love to.
But, and again, most recently, if people hadn't heard, we did have the announcement that you submitted your resignation effective the 17th. And again, focus more on a business venture that you've been working on.
That's right. Yeah. My wife and I have started a catering business. We're fortunate enough to partner with the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad. And that's certainly keeping us busy this time of year and moving into the summer. So I'm excited to join the Chamber family as a member. Mm-hmm. And certainly folks are going to still see me around and see me in that red coat. I'll still be carrying the banner. Mm-hmm. And be involved in all sorts of things. But it's a different role. It's exciting.
A little different.
That's right.
So, and then the chamber board says, Jennifer, who's been here since what? Late last year.
Right. Yes. It's been a lot of fun, though. And I'm just, yeah, the board has been really supportive. And I was excited to take on a more leadership style mm-hmm. and sure. within the chamber anyway. And this is an opportunity for that to happen.
So, like in the beginning.
You remember well, don't you?
I do remember very well. Again, it's a matter of building like coalition type things and teams. And mm-hmm. you've been very fortunate. You've been able to really get a number of things moving forward.
The folks in Boone County have recognized that the chamber has a really positive thing for our communities. And we've seen that not only in just people's responses and their words, but in their actions. And it's been really great to see. We built some really good boards. We've had a lot of great participation from our members, a lot more engagement. I think maybe some of that's post-COVID too. I think people see the value of some of these groups and community organizations that really benefit what we do. And so that's been really great to see. And I'm excited to sort of carry that on from a different chair. Mm-hmm. I've said that really since I've started that, you know, someday I'll likely be in a different spot in this boardroom, and so I look at things with that lens, and we've been really fortunate to have some really supportive people, really active folks, and those folks continue to support Jennifer and her transition and into the leadership position.
Sure.
And we've got an exciting future and lots of work that continues to do. So you know, we'll talk a little bit about that today, but particularly Main
sure.
Street.
Sure.
That's another area we're going to be continuing to work hard at and see some cool stuff happen.
The big thing is again for a Chamber of Commerce, it's the members. You guys are just happen to be in the front and do the facilitating.
Right,
really,
right.
That's the big thing.
Yeah, a good chamber lives and dies on its member organizations, and so I'm really excited to see that really come to fruition. I mean, Mike took over at a very critical time for the Boone County Chamber, and he has he grabbed the helm and has solidified a positive trajectory, and so I'm just excited to be able to take that and continue that on, continue to build that up.
Well, let's touch on, because one of the more recent things that right at the end of February, you did have an event coming up, again, a downtown event. You have some very enthusiastic committee members. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, we do. And now we're getting some very enthusiastic community members.
How do you contain Kelly is what I'm wondering.
It's tough, but we're not slowing her down at all. That's a good thing.
Again, you did have people come in from other, you had invited a number of business people to come out, number of property owners, things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here's what we know from other communities. Here's what we can learn from other communities that are Main Street communities, and I know the push is still on. Build that resume.
That's right. So really what we're doing is we're setting the stage for this upcoming assessment that's happening at the end of April, and that's still going on. That's the last that's going to be to 26th to 28th of April. And what we wanted to do was get some enthusiasm to participate in that assessment, because assessments are in any of this measurement is only as good as the data, and the data we're getting is the participation of community members, business leaders, folks, residents, everyone who really cares about Boone. And so we wanted to get a group of people together to understand what the power power of the Main Street program is and what it's doing in other communities. We've been sort of preaching this for a while, and you know, it's been repeated on this program quite a bit. But hearing from other perspectives, folks who are doing the work and active in that in other communities was a really powerful thing. So we invited some folks from other communities. Hopefully, I remember most of them. We had Grundy Center, Jefferson,
Story City,
Iowa Falls, and we had a panel of folks who were able to talk about what some of the projects that they had done in their communities, what the process is in terms of volunteer engagement and fundraising, and how those things transformed their downtown. And these communities are all at different phases of their sort of transformation or revitalization process. And it was really engaging, even for me as a person who's been kind of in the weeds doing it. I learned some things from hearing from their perspective, and certainly the feedback that we got from the folks who attended that meeting was really positive. They learned some things, and it was just a different way of hearing about that. And we got quite a few folks to sign up already to participate in that assessment. We will continue to take some steps to engage the community. There'll be a survey that's going to come out. We'll send that to you at the station, and put it out on our social and website and so forth. And then there'll be interviews and all sorts of things. But that event was certainly a fun time, and we got Kelly Molitor was our
she's kind of the chair facilitator of the group.
She's the chair of that group, and got to facilitate the panel. So it was a really great discussion, and we're going to continue to work to move that forward.
Yeah, I really thought it was great, and I'll say Jewel was the other one and so just to hear the variety of questions that Kelly had brought up to the panel, and be able to really describe for those who are just living in this, they're just swimming in it, and they've seen the, you know, how that has transformed their community just from the inside out. But you know, for these questions to really kind of get at the heart, and so many of them, you know, even some pushback questions, like, you know, it's just some opportunities to learn.
What were your challenges?
Yeah, what are some of the challenges that you had to overcome? How were the relationships, you know, before and after with others in the community that maybe were not on board right away? You know, even talking about some of the communities in Iowa that had decided to withdraw their designation, or, you know, and then, you know, gosh, and how hard it was then to get back into the program. And, you know, some of those things were I think really helpful to hear from those of us who just didn't have that life experience.
I think what was interesting too was just hearing, you know, what I heard in the in-between sort of the comments of the panelists, was that Boone really has all the components for a really, really successful Main Street program, a really successful revitalization process. You know, they talked a bit about the different groups that came together or even were formed as a result of the Main Street program, and we've already got a lot of those pieces.
Yeah.
So really, it's about getting those folks to come together, and that's exactly what the model does. It takes all those really positive things that are going on and gives you kind of a framework and a formula to work together. And so it was really a positive thing to hear that, and the enthusiasm from the group was really, I think, overwhelming.
Well, Jennifer, one of the things that has come out, a lot of information about Puffer Billy Days.
Yes.
And it's 5 months.
5 months.
She's
away.
Counting.
That's right.
She knows.
Yeah.
5 months away. So we, you know, we've got some big talent coming in. We've got a lot of things you're working on.
Yes, Blessed Union of Souls was a multi-platinum selling band from very, very popular in the 90s. They're still together. They still sound amazing. And so we're just very excited to have them in downtown and in our in Boone. And fantastic music, great activities and events, all centered and really kind of focused in our downtown area. So it'll be a great event.
All right. So what are we looking at as far as people that might be interested? Because really, we need people to be involved. Obviously, it's only as good as the people that volunteer to help out. And some come in with ideas on different activities and events. You want to hear them.
The goal now is to really kind of focus Puffer Billy in on what is what the vision is on Puffer, and this really to celebrate our rail history and celebrate Boone. And so we certainly want to to work hard to facilitate and to strengthen the events that we have. And so, yes, I ideally that people would be able to reach out to me, you know, certainly if they have any questions or if they want to volunteer or if they do have events that they have any thoughts on. You know, I'd love to be able to kind of match that up with either things that are happening currently or you know, work that's already getting done, or if there's an opportunity for some growth in some spaces, then absolutely I want to hear about
See if I can remember this right. Back on the tracks?
Throwbacks on the tracks. Yes, we love the 90s. So yeah, you know, harking back to a really, really fun time in many of our lives in the 90s. Blessed Union of Souls.
It was fun, yeah.
Blessed Union of Souls, of course, was the one of the most played bands and played groups on radio. And so many of their songs are going to be those that you just are singing along to. You just can't help it.
I think what's fun, too, is they're not only a great band, they're also super family friendly.
Yeah.
You know, all their songs are positive. They don't have curse words in them. There's something where you can bring out family from all kids of all ages. Hopefully it's an opportunity for a little bit of sharing of nostalgia with some youngsters, some kids or grandkids, and enjoy that time and really get to have a throwback moment for you.
Jennifer, the big throwback for you is bringing back that art in the park.
What kind of
reactions you getting?
Oh my gosh, it's been so fun to be able to bring Art in the Park back home, back into the Puffer Billy schedule. That's going to be on Sunday of Puffer Billy weekend, so that August 6th in particular, out at McCoy's Park. And so out there, we'll have handcrafted vendors, live music, we'll have food, and a lot of fun activities for families. And I'll say that's my goal, and some of my background with the Boone River Valley Festival coming into Puffer is to, you know, really bring it into life with having just that family-friendly aspect at every square inch of this festival. And so I'm really excited to be able to just bring some new, an additional perspective and just a fresh look.
All right. So working away on that. Let's quickly, before we run out of time, talk about, let's talk about membership and some of the other things that you're still working on.
Yeah.
We still have regular things going on. You had a coffee get-together here this week, wasn't it?
Coffee and Connections is a member event on our first Tuesday of the month. And we actually started having a speaker come. And in fact, I was so excited to have Michaela Keenitz, who's the Boone County Hospital's new CEO, be able to be our first keynote speaker out there. That was just a great time to get to know her and allow our members to really to network with her and really not just hear up on a stage or what have you, but really connect with her and ask her questions or talk to her one-on-one. And so, yep, that continues on. And in fact, even with Mike's departure and stuff, we'll actually have a State of the Chamber address with our board chair, Alex. And
Alex Kretzinger.
Kretzinger is going to come out on, so it's April, first Tuesday in April. I want to say the 6th off the top of my head. April 4th. And so that'll be over at Cobblestone as well. So members, definitely take a look at your newsletter to keep all the events. But yep, so our members are we're just having a lot of fun just connecting better with our members and really just promoting the work that they are doing already, and just telling the story that they and how they're serving Boone County. Just to let you know about some of the new members that we just brought on board this month, was Boone County Landfill and Recycling. We've got Freedom Tree Care, both of them just in time for spring, and the hospital clinics, one in Madrid and one in Ogden. Okay. So strengthening those relationships throughout the county has been super important to me.
All right.
Yeah, we've already seen a lot of new members, and soon you will see another new membership coming.
Ramble Ridge Catering.
That's right. We'll be joining the fold here in a couple weeks, and excited to be a member as well. And all you business owners, I'm now going to keep on carrying the torch that if you're not a chamber member already, you need to join our family.
To be a part of it, because a lot of it is about the networking.
Yeah, and it's connection. We you know, we're all part of the business community. We're all trying to, you know, a lot of what the chamber is doing is connecting folks, is providing resources, is providing networking opportunities, professional development, you know, even things like hearing from Michaela. It was an opportunity to learn something about local issues, about what's going on, about leadership in a good organization here locally. Then we even had opportunity, and this will continue, as I understand it, if Jennifer will continue to invite me, we'll continue to have sort of a mixer opportunity for all the folks that attend these Coffee and Connections. Sure. And it's a great opportunity to pick the brains of colleagues. Sure. Locally, and find out tips and tricks of ways of growing your business. So
our community of leaders
really great.
In Boone County are just, I mean, they themselves know their industry. They've lived just so much of their life in Boone County, and they know they know it by the back of their hand. So those who are getting into their positions, or who are looking to go up the corporate ladder, or just those who just even have a question or a concern that's going on, this is a fantastic group to learn from.
It was really encouraging. Those, I think we had members, we had folks representing those three new members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Coffee and Connections.
All three of them are brand new members.
So getting engaged, especially when you're joining as a new member, is really, really important thing and really cool.
Yep.
Other things coming up here as you look at your calendar going forward.
Yeah. Our Ag Breakfast, I think, is the next one coming up at the end of March. So March 30th over at the fairgrounds is fantastic. It's a great opportunity to support scholarships for youth in FFA and 4-H. Tickets for those advanced tickets are on sale right now. And otherwise, you pay a little bit more at the door. Yeah. But that's a great, and Mike will be there to give us catering.
She's putting it out publicly now.
Okay, one of these celebrity chefs.
Well, he's catering, so this is kind of your wheelhouse.
Yeah, it better be.
Pressure's on, people.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fantastic outlet.
But we do have, again, it's one of those where we do raise a lot of dollars for scholarships.
It is, it's a
great
opportunity.
We've got great support for that, too. So it's been, again, Iowa Pork Producers, Fair Board.
Iowa Pork Producers, the Farm Bureau, and, of course, ISU Extension and Outreach. So great partners for us.
Again, a lot of things going on there.
Yeah, and in fact, this year we're going to spotlight those kids that have received a scholarship and really kind of look at what that did and how FFA and 4-H have really helped them in the trajectory of their education and career.
Let's talk about Lucy. Tell me about
Lucy Hansen. Found out this. Oh my gosh! Just last night, I found out that our Edge intern, Lucy Hansen, she's a junior at the Boone High School, has been selected as one of the top 15 in the nation with America's Next Great Intern. So we are just super excited for her and just thankful for all of her work that she's been doing at the chamber, and as well as Redeker's. I'll give them their due. So it's been really kind of cool to get to know her and to see her grow as a young professional herself. And so I will say that the next step for Lucy's journey in this is we need to vote for her. And so the chamber, and I know KWBG and the high school, of course, we're all going to be pushing out some information about her and about that about what this award is, and you then get to vote for her. So
I think it's online voting and stuff. So for those that have a challenge, we'll find people that can help you.
That's right.
So, but again, part of the EDGE program, and you. As you become more involved with it, are you just amazed at how that...
It is a great opportunity for, and I'll say this too, for just the kind of the chamber, I'll put my chamber hat on in terms of really talking about and really helping our young professionals know how a chamber can be that center point between the community and our community of business and local government and such. So we are really at that intersection, and having Lucy and others be able to identify us as an organization and how we then can help them in their future.
It has been really cool to watch and see, especially the EDGE program grow. What an incredible program that we got. And really, truly, we're not just saying this. Boone Community Schools is certainly leading the way when it comes to career and technical education, work-based learning. We've gotten a lot of attention for that. And Lucy and her good work is certainly just one more example of the ways that program is providing incredible opportunities for students to learn, accomplish things, engage in the workplace, and that recognition is incredible.
Yep. You got any final things to remind people about?
Oh, my goodness.
When in doubt, go to the website.
When in doubt, go to... Well, actually, I would say even for maybe more even more up to date things, like things that are happening on a daily basis or weekly basis, is to stay on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We will be promoting all of our activities and events that are open to the public. And then our members, I will say too, we actually have a members only Facebook page. So even if you yourself as a part of an organization that is a member of the chamber, you are a chamber member. And so we want everyone to be involved on that Facebook page. It's a great place for members to engage with them and just promote just maybe things that they've got going on, sales and such. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, an opportunity for us in the chamber to remind folks of things coming up and be able to push out information.
Just go Chamber of Commerce, Boone County, or Boone County.
BooneCountyChamber.com. And you can look us up on Facebook in the same way.
Facebook, Boone County Chamber.
And a great way to keep updated with a lot of things that are happening and going on, because it's busy.
It's a lot of work. We're having fun.
I do appreciate you taking time to come and be a part of our program today and get us an update on what's going on. Congratulations on your tenure at the Chamber, and good luck on the new business.
Thank you so much.
And Jennifer, hang in there.
<We'll see. laughs> Jim, I've told Mike, even though I'll be alone in the office for a short period of time, I am not by myself. And so all of this work is not even just Mike and I. There's lots and lots of people involved in these things.
Thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely.
Thank you.